Om Gyanatimarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Saksurunmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, reading from the Jiva Dharma, chapter 29, Rasa Vichar, Anubhavs and Sattvika Bhavs. So, it will be a lot of challenges today because I'm doing it by Skype. I'm not doing it in my room. And at this particular time, it's a little bit of a public place. So, there are different people coming in and out, making noise. Thank you. Thank you. But we're having a wonderful time here in Kali. It's just hard to explain.
Two computers.
No, one is my iPad that has my class on it, and the other is, I was going to sit out there and do it, but...
Can we sit and listen?
You may want to sit and listen, but I don't think you'll get much out of this particular class, I can tell you that.
Okay.
It's on chapter 29 of some book, but if you're going to do what now?
I'm going to listen and see. I don't get anything that I'm doing.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
See you next week.
Yeah, please come, okay? We'll
Bye.
Do that. Okay? It's going to take me a little while to kind of...
You don't have to do anything different for me.
No. I'm talking to people here for that. But I had a nice talk. I'm going to speak to some people. I had a nice talk with them. So I'm here in Cali, Colombia. It's just a beautiful place. You know, my nature is to always stay inside. I don't like to go out. And I remember the first time they said to me, let's go to the river. You know, it's not that far from here. It takes about 30 minutes going up the mountains. I thought, I guess it's my duty to go. It's just like when I went to Russia and one of the mothers of one of the devotees asked me if I'd seen the Kremlin. I hadn't seen the Kremlin. So I realized I had to go to the Kremlin because people were going to ask me and I should say, oh yes, it's beautiful. So I went, but now, even though I'm not an outdoors person, I've never seen something so idyllic. You drive up this road for miles and miles. It's on the side of these rushing river with these little waterfalls coming down. And I don't know, it's so cold, but I go up to the neck. I stay in there for 40 minutes and swim by the little waterfalls. And it's just, and then we eat. I'm such an enjoyer. Then we sit by the bank and we have these exotic fruits. Really exotic, that you take with lemon and salt, sometimes with honey. And then we have the best kirtans here. We really have the best kirtans. We have Jai Jagannath and Madhupuri here. The kirtans are just really off the charts. And just meeting so many nice people. What to speak, we have the best Hare Krishna diet in the whole world. Champak is here, if you know Champak. She's shaking her head. It's healthy. It's what Prabhupada said. Simple and sumptuous. That's what Prabhupada said. Diet should be simple and sumptuous. We have simple and sumptuous. And there's combinations, and they make sense. The combination. You know, there's always a fresh salad, so tasty, and some quinoa or some kind of brown rice or something, and then some kind of baked vegetables or some beans, sometimes a little banana chips or something, and a drink. And when they have juices, they're not too sweet. They're just kind of exotic. So now that you all know that I'm a complete enjoyer, I can give this class on, and we have a nice program, 5:30, obligatory, mandatory for the ashram. We have Mangal Arati, the Samsara prayers, the Sringer prayers, then chanting Japa until 7, and then we have Bhagavatam from 10:30 to 12. So, okay. So now I'm going to begin. Vrajanath, I have thoroughly understood Shantaras. Now explain Dasiras along with its Vibhav and so on. So, there's some people here. I'll just clue them in a little bit. This is a novel by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that describes the generation after Lord Chaitanya. There are some of his associates still alive, but it's after Lord Chaitanya. Maybe a few of his older associates, and they live in Godhrumdweep, which is one of the nine islands of Navadweep. And it's a story of people coming to Krishna consciousness. Yes. And according to the type of person that comes to Krishna consciousness, whether it's a Mayavadi sannyasi or a materialist or a scientist, the tattva or the subjects of Krishna consciousness are systematically described. So the book actually covers all the subjects of Krishna consciousness. And now we're following the story of one logician who becomes converted. And he becomes very, very serious, and he's asking about Krishna consciousness. And basically, we're getting a summary of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the Ujjvalindya Lamani is really what he's describing to him. And now we're in Rasa Tattva. And what Rasa is its perfected love. Because God is a connoisseur of love. So what is the flavor or taste of perfected love? And it has different emotional components called bhavas. And now it's being described, each relationship with Krishna, and what are the components. So they discuss Shantaras, and now they're going to explain Dasiras. So there'll be some complicated terms, but I'll be able to explain them. So Goswami explains the Vrajanath, and this is actually Gopal Guru. He's a disciple of Pukreshwar Pandit, who's one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. Said learned scholars call Dasiras Pritaras. Pritaras means affection. There are two types of Pritaras, Sambrahma and Gaurava. Sambrahma is servitude in reverence, where you worship Narayan, God in his imminence, and Gaurava are like intimate servants, right? There's a mood of servant where your master is so distant and far, and then there's a mood of service, being a servant, where they're very close. So Krishna has two different types of servants. Servants in Sambrahma Prithiras have the mood that they are fit to receive the kindness of their master. So that's, they're looking at Narayan. And those in Gaurava Prithiras have the attitude of being maintained or reared by Krishna. So like, you may be a child, and if Krishna's like the parent, the child is also in the mood of service to the parent. The child is not friend, the child is not the parent of the parent, but it's very, very intimate. And then mood is, you're my maintainer. So it's a very intimate type of service. So Vrajanath, what is Sambhram Priti Ras? Sambhram Priti towards Vrajanath Krishna arises in those who have the self-conception, I am Krishna's servant. When that priti gradually nourishes more and more, it is called Sambhrama Priti Ras. So in other words, Ras is when it's perfected. So when it gets deeper and deeper, that mood, until it's the perfected mood, I am the servant, then that becomes rasa. Krishna and his servants are the alumban in this rasa. Alumbra means who are the people who have that relationship. That's the basis of the rasa, the people. That's called alumban. So who are the alumban? It's Krishna and his servants. The alumban for parental rasa is Krishna's parents and baby Krishna. For Madhurya Ras, for the friendship, it's Krishna and his friends the same age. For conjugal Ras, it's Krishna and the gopis. I know, Champak, you like this kind of stuff because of your association with Purnachand Goswami. He was a Rasika Bhakta. I know. Goswami, in Gokul, the alumban for Sambhrama Ras is Krishna's two-armed form. So, in Gokul, probably going to stop there. It's okay. It's near the kitchen now, and they're grinding something. So I hope you can hear me. It's okay. It stopped. I knew it. So the basis in Gokul, Vrindavan, is Krishna's two-handed form. And sometimes in his four-handed form. In Gokul, Sri Krishna is the alumban, and the form of that Prabhu is dressed as a cowherd boy, whose complexion is radiant as a fresh monsoon cloud, who holds a murali flute in his hand, whose midriff is adorned with yellow cloth and defeats the beauty of gold, and who wears a crown of peacock feathers in his head. What are they doing there? Don't tell them to stop. Just find out what they're doing. What are they doing? What?
Moving. Done.
Okay. So, there's different types of servitude. One is towards Krishna, and he's your Prabhu, because Krishna also has servants. He not only has friends, he has servants. But it's Gaurava, it's intimate servants. Another place is he is present in a two-handed form, but he is a lumban in his opulent form, carrying the chakra, shankha, the conch shell and the chakra and so forth in his hand, and wearing pearls and jeweled ornaments on all his limbs. Rupa Goswami has written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3:2-11-15, Brahmanda Koti Samaika Roma Kupa Kripambudhi. So this is a whole long description of Krishna. I won't read this Sanskrit. That Srihari Krishna, who is the embodiment of a lumban for the four kinds of dasya bhakti, so there's four types of servants, possesses the following qualities. Millions of universes are situated in every pore of his transcendental body. He is the ocean of compassion. He is endowed with inconceivable potency, which is beyond the understanding of the jiva's insignificant intelligence. He is served. So this is a little bit more opulent. The opulence Krishna is described. He is served by all types of mystic perfections. He is the origin of all avatars, such as the Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Shaktivesh avatars. He steals the hearts of self-satisfied gopis, such as Sukadev. He regulates everything. He's Ishvara. He is supremely worshipable for all jivas and devatas. He is omniscient, sarvajna. He is firmly fixed in his vows, suited, vrata. He is opulent. He is forgiving. He is the protector of the surrendered souls. He is supremely liberal. His words never prove false. So this is inspiring the servants. This is how they're seeing Krishna. He can perform difficult tasks with ease. He acts for the welfare of everyone. He is valorous. He is religious. He sees and acts in accordance with Shastra. He is the best well-wishing friends of his devotees. He is magnanimous. His body is radiant and extremely powerful and influential. He is grateful. He is famous. He is most excellent. He is strong, and he is controlled by the love of his devotees. What are the four types of servants? So, these are the four types of servants. In Sambrahma, this is the opulent form. These are the four types of servants in the opulent form. So they are those who have taken full shelter and always keep their eyes down, those who carry out the orders of Bhagavan, those who are trustworthy, and those who consider Krishna to be Prabhu, and are thus endowed with humble disposition. Their tattika names are Adikritya Das, Asitya Das, Parishad Das, and Anugata Das. Who are examples of Adikritya Das? So these are the ones who have taken full shelter. The Devas and Devis, headed by Brahma, Shiva, Indra, are the Adikritya Das and Dasis. They engage in Bhagavan service when they have attained the qualification to perform the tasks related to the material universe. So the people who work in Krishna's government, and they regulate the world, but what is their relationship with Krishna? He is their supreme master. That's one type. That's called Adikrita. Who are the Ashritadas? There are three types of Ashritadas. Those who have taken refuge, those who are Gyanis, attached to the path of Gyan, and those who are fixed in the service of Bhagavan. Seva Nishta. Kaliyanaga and the kings who have been imprisoned are in the category of Sharanagatara. So Kaliya, he took shelter of Krishna. So what was his relationship after he took shelter? He was a servant, right? He was the mood of servant after he took shelter. The rishis headed by Shonaka are called Jnananishta because they gave up the desire for mukti and took shelter of Srihari. So now, those attached to the path of Gyan, then they understood that Krishna is God, and they gave up their Gyan, and they took shelter of Krishna as the Supreme Lord. The Seva Nishtas are bhaktas like Chandradvaja, Harihara, Bahulashva, Ishvaku, and Pundarik, who attached to Bhagavan Bhajan from the very beginning. But they have that mood. They're great devotees, and they're fixed in service but to God. Who are the Parishad Dasis? The Parishad is the intimate servants. Like we have here, like there's a lady here, Anita. She's like our hired servant. But we love her so much. She's more like the family here than anything. She's wonderful. So she's so close. So there's types of servants that you develop an intimacy for. So Krishna has different servants that he's very intimate with. So they name him here. Uddhava, Dharaka, he drives the chariot, Satyaki, Shrutadev, Satrajit, Nanda, Upananda, Bhadra, are the category of Parishadatha. Although they are engaged in activities such as giving advice, they also engage in appropriate service, according to time and circumstance. So they're servants, but they're even advisors. But their mood is service. Bhishma, Parikshit, and Vidura also Parishad Bhaktis. And Premadas Uddhav is the best of them all. So all the Parishads, the intimate servants, Uddhav is the highest. Who is Anugata? Servants whose hearts are always attached to performing seva are called Anugatata. They are of two types, those who reside in Vraja and those who reside in Dwarkapuri. Anukadas in Dwarkapuri includes Suchandra, Mandala, Stamba, and Stutamba. In Vraja they include, now these people are Krishna's personal servants in Vraj. So Krishna is their Prabhu, but they're in Vraj. So they're worshipping the two-handed form of Krishna, and it's very, very intimate. Those in Vraja include Ruttak, Patrika, Patri, Madhukan, Madhuvrata, Rasala, Suvalas, Premakanda, Makaradanda, Ananda, Chandrahasa, Payoda, Vakula, Vasada, and Sarada. Ruttak is prominent among these Anukata Dasas. So, Ruttak's prominent, Uddhava's prominent. Parishad and Anukadasas are further divided in three categories, namely Dura, Dira, and Dira. The Duras are those who display affection towards Krishna, his beloved gopis and his servants. Dira are those who are not specifically engaged in Krishna's service, but take shelter of Krishna's beloved, such as Satyabhama. So maybe other servants that are not directly engaged, but they serve the servants of Krishna, or the devotees. Vira Parishads are those bhaktas who have taken exclusive shelter of Krishna's mercy, and therefore not concerned about others. These three types of Krishna Das, Ashrita Parishad and Anukat, are divided again into three types on the basis of Nitya Siddha, Siddha, and Sadhaka Siddha. So Nitya Siddha means they were always perfect, Sadhaka and Siddha means they became perfect. Prajana, will you kindly explain the various types of Udipan in Dasiras? So one of the things, the main thing that stimulates relationship with Krishna, the first bhav, is called Vibhav. And it has two parts of it. One is called Alamban. And Alamban means the Krishna is the object of affection in a particular relationship, and the devotee who has that relationship. So, in conjugal rasa, it's Krishna's, you know, teenage boy and the gopis. And this Udipan means, what is the match that lights it? The thing that inflames it, excites it. So what are the Udipans for Dasiras? The sound of Krishna's flute or buffalo horn, Krishna's smiling glance, hearing his qualities, a lotus flower, Krishna's footprints, a fresh monsoon cloud, and the fragrance of Krishna's lips. Now the second bhava is called Anubhava. What are the actions of service? Because different relationships have different actions. Gopis embrace, servants pay obeisances, friends fight with each other and joke, mothers feed breast milk. So what are the actions of the servants? The Anubhavs to Dasiras include being fully engaged in one's prescribed duties, obeying the orders of Bhagavan, remaining free from envy and malice in the service of Bhagavan, friendship with Krishna's servants, and firm faith in Krishna. The expressions that are common to other rasas are dancing for Krishna's pleasure, showing respect towards Krishna near and dear ones, and detachment from everything else. And what are the Sattvika Bhavs? The Sattvika Bhavs are the involuntary reactions in that relationship. Hair standing on end, being stunned, crying. All the Sattvika Bhavs, such as Stambha, manifest in this rasa. So all of them are manifest in servitude. I don't know how Govinda loves me so much. Isn't it? Okay. I'm just being served so nicely here. It's just amazing here. So that was my comment. Really, bringing me hot tea and I'm giving class. What are the types of Vyabhichari Bhavs that occur? Again, Vyabhichari Bhavs are the emotions that come from your relationship to Krishna. There's 33 that enhance the flavor of that love to bring it to its height. So there are 33, and in different relationships, there's different ones of them. So these are the ones for serving. Jubilation, pride, fortitude, self-disparagement, depression, humility, anxiety, remembrance. Remember, even they say depression, it's not exactly like what we know in the world. But, you know, Krishna's not being served. I messed up my service. You know, something like that, but it's born of love. Anxiety, remembrance, apprehension, resolve, ardent desire, argumentation, deliberation, agitation, bashfulness, inertness, bewilderment, madness, concealing emotions, awakening, dreaming, fatigue, disease, and yearning for death. Yearning for death, because in separation from Krishna, I wish I was dead. There is no distinct appearance of intoxication. These other ones, exhaustion, fear, fainting, and falling on the ground, laziness, fury, intolerance, envy, and sleep. Like, these don't manifest in dasyaras. But like in madhuyaras, the appearance of intoxication may be there. And, you know, whatever. The bhavas of jubilation, pride, and fortitude exhibited in meeting, Milan. So when you meet, you have those. Those emotions come. And the bhavas of debility, disease, and death are exhibited in separation. There, the other 18 bhavas, such as self-disparagement, are visible both in meeting and separation. So now that those of you that have been studying me, you're getting a little flavor of how the relationships with Krishna reach rasa, the height of love. Now the final thing is, what is the sthaibhav? Sthaibhav means permanent. What is the permanent feeling of one as a servant? Obviously fear, jubilation, fainting. These are not permanent. Singing, dancing, etc. They're not permanent. They come, they go. What is permanent? The sthaibhav of this ras is the priti, the love that results from combining an attitude of respect towards Krishna with a trembling of the heart invoked by awe and the conception that he is one's master. That's the permanent one. In Shantaras, the sthaibhav is rati alone, where in this ras, sthaibhav occurs when rati has a mood of mamata, possessiveness, and becomes priti. So what that means, in Shantaras, there's no mood of service, there's just the prayers. God is so great, you're in the church, you pray. He's so great. But in this, in servitude, there's an intimacy. This is, it's not like when you're in Shantaras, this is my God, this is everyone's God. But when you get in the mood of servitude, this is my master. So there's the sense of possessiveness or mamata. As this sambrahma priti gradually increases, it extends through the stage of prema and sneha up to the stage of rag. So there's eight stages of prema. There's prema. There's sneha. There's pranayai. There's rag, anurag, bhav. There's eight stages progressively. So servitude can't go to the stage of bhav, anubhav. That's bhav in prem. Bhav, mahabhav, pranayai. It stops at rag. It only stops at rag. So it's prema, but it has a certain limit. When sambrahma priti is free from apprehension and fear, it assumes the form of prema. So this intimacy develops. When a condensed form of prema gives rise to the melting of the heart, then it is known by the name of sneha. It's a higher stage of prema. The stage in which the bhakta cannot tolerate even a moment's separation. Sneha becomes rag when it is developed to the point where even distress seems to be happiness. You're in Krishna's service and you're cooking and it's the middle of the summer and it's so hot, but that distress becomes your happiness because you're sacrificing for your beloved. Those that have followed this up until this point, the few people that are still listening to this, now we're qualified to really delve into the rasa. It's really nectar here. In such a condition, there is a desire to give up one's life at the time of separation from Krishna. Those in the category of adikrita and ashrita can reach the stage of praying, but not further than that. So it means those servants that don't have the intimacy, like Lord Brahma or Shiva, you know, they're working in the government and this is my God, they can come to the first stage of prema, which is called prema. It's the first stage. It's the first stage. And I forgot, when we get on, I used to know all the different stages and what are the differences. Parishads can reach the level of sneha. So in Uddhava and the intimate servants, they can come to sneha, which is another higher level. It's the third level of prema. Only the gopis can reach the eighth level or the higher levels of mahabhava. Staibhava develops up to the limit of rag in Parikshit, Dharaka, Uddhava, and the Anugadasas. When rag rises, there is a partial appearance of Sakyabhava. Pandits call meeting with Krishna in this rasa yoga and separation from Krishna ayoga. There are two types of ayoga: anxious longing, utkanta. You maybe haven't met Krishna yet, you're longing, and separation, viyoga. And three types of yoga: siddhi, perfection, tushti, satisfaction, and stiti, residence. Siddhi is seeing Krishna after being in the condition of anxious longing, and tushti means meeting with Krishna after separation, viyoga. Siddhi means to live with Krishna. So these are the two types of union. One, siddhi, means after longing to see Krishna, then you get to see Krishna. Then tushti, this is also yoga. The mood of meeting Krishna means meeting Krishna after separation. And siddhi means you're living with Krishna. So, next they're going to describe Gaurava Priti, which is a servant who's a relative. Like you may have a relative who's junior, right? So that person's in the mood of service to you. He's not your friend, but it's so intimate. Okay, are there any questions? If anybody's still there? Because I have to get on with my day.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Gail here.
Gail. Hare Krishna, Gail. Did you get my little note?
I did. Just one thing, Maharaj. Liberated, yeah. or bound, no woman wants their weight to be commented on.
Well, you did that with your daughter, right? By listing her exact weight. You did that with your daughter.
I know, but I took off a whole lot of pounds.
Well, I didn't give anything specific. I didn't say anything specific.
Thank God, okay. Because what you did was bad enough. Okay.
Okay.
So I have several questions, Maharaj.
Yeah.
One is what we were just now talking about. There's one type of, you were talking about the different kinds of, being with Krishna, meeting Krishna, being in separation with Krishna. So there's one where you meet with him after you've been longing to be with him. And then there was another where...
Where was separation.
Yeah, so the difference between those two, because if you've been in separation from Krishna, you have been longing to be with him.
Right. There's some things where you haven't met Krishna yet, and you're longing, you know?
Oh, you haven't met him yet? Rukmini?
Yeah, something like that. Or you have met him, but it's not like you've just been with him and you're... Yeah, separation is a little different. The meeting after separation. I get an impression of, you know, the gopis every day, there may be separation, but they may be longing to see Krishna. You know, they're going to see him that day, but they're longing to see Krishna. And separation is when Krishna's actually left, you know,
right,
and then
right,
you see
yeah,
him again,
yeah,
or
yeah.
something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. I got
what
it.
Else?
Wait, yeah, else? Also, further back, you mentioned there are three types of devotees. One, you said there were three, but then you only mentioned two. There was the Nitya Siddhas, the Sadhika Siddhas, and then there's one more.
Yeah, right. It said Siddhas, and I didn't know what it meant, so
yeah.
I didn't make me mention it. I've only heard. I didn't mention it because I didn't want you to question it. But
I caught that part.
But I made a mistake because I only know of sadhana siddha and nitya siddha. I don't know what it refers to as siddha. I'll write someone who will give me the answer. If you write me, I'll ask someone who specifically is a Sanskritist. You know? It says there are three types, again, on the basis of nitya siddha, siddha, and sadhaka. So I don't know what... Oh, now I know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, there's nitya siddha, there's sadhana siddha, and there's sadhaka. Sadhaka is a practitioner. Sadhana siddha is one who's achieved perfection by
right.
sadhana.
Right,
uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I'm glad you brought
yeah.
that up.
Yeah,
okay.
Right,
what else?
Right. Yeah, that one last thing, I don't even know if I can articulate it properly because it was, you know, more in the beginning when you were distinguishing between the different types of dasya devotees who are in the mood of reverence, you know, more distant, not the intimate ones.
When you were distinguishing
between the three of them, they, you know, I was thinking like, you know, well, any dasya should have that quality. So why would those be? Why would some be in one kind of dasya and not in the other? It seemed like quality that should be common to all of, all of them.
Okay, I'm explaining here. Sambrahma means a servant, and they also can be servants of Krishna in Vrindavan, right? And it can be servants of Narayan. That's Sambrahma. Gaurava means a relative. And a relative has a certain kind of intimacy, right?
Yes.
Even a servant of Krishna in Vrindavan wouldn't. So that's actually the distinction. And that Sambrahma had four different categories, which they are explained as Adikrita, those are the people who run the universe. Ashrita is those who had taken shelter of Krishna, like they weren't devotees, like the rishis of Vrindavan, the sages of Namasharanya, and then by their understanding they became, or Kaliya. And then there were the Parishads, and the Parishads were the Kauriyas. They were, you know, the intimate servants that were. And then the Anugatas, this is in Sambrahma, who don't have that relative relationship that Krishna is Prabhu, and those are the servants of Krishna in Dwarka and Vrindavan. Now next, we'll describe the Gaurava, the Gaurava Priti.
Intimate.
Have that sense, Krishna is my maintainer. Like a mother, the child to the mother should be in the mood of servant, but it's kind of an interesting type where it's intimate, that you're nourishing me, you're maintaining me. So that's Krishna's sons are in that relationship. That's what it means. Krishna has sons that are in that relationship. Okay?
Well, actually, I have to listen to the recording to really clarify what my thing was.
Okay. Listen to it and you can ask the question next week. Anyone still there like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Vajrani.
Okay, I got your letter. I'm trying to figure it all out to come by. Okay? I definitely want to come to your house. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is that?
Priya.
Priya, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. This is really a wonderful thing where we can describe Krishna's qualities. Very good. Okay, and we're going to have some nice functions at your house. I'm looking forward to that. I'll see you when we get back. And one day you have to visit and preach with me here in Colombia. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay. Vanshakopa, do this second.